Yes.
Okay. This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com. And this morning I had the opportunity to speak with Brad Albin with REG. Brad, congratulations on going public earlier this year.
Thank you so very much.
Well, we have an exciting announcement today. This is June 15th, and the governor has declared today Ethanol Day. And 34 years ago today, the first commercial E10 pump was launched. Were you alive then, Brad?
I was.
Do you remember?
I'm older than that. In fact, I do. My granddad worked on cars, and it was well known when ethanol started to come out back then. It was big news.
Well, we also have some big news today. So the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association launched 10 years ago. You've been integral in this association, and today you released a study that talks about how biofuels have had an economic impact on the state of Iowa.
That's exactly right.
So Brad, what were some of the key findings that you found in the study?
Some of the key findings are amazing. The value of the agriculture land in Iowa has went up from $2,000 to $6,700 in the last 8 years. The value of agriculture output created by renewable fuels industry has increased from 4.6 to more than 37% between 2002-2011. From nearly nothing, by 2012, the renewable fuels industry accounted for nearly 7% of manufacturing sector output. Other great things, the total number of jobs in Iowa in 2002 in renewable fuels was 3,500, and today it's astounding. It's more than 79,000, I guess, as of 2011. That's an increase of 2,000%. Over the past decade, the renewable fuels industry has added $12.9 billion of income to Iowa households and has generated $1.8 billion of tax revenue. So the big deal is for 10 years, that growth is unbelievable. And for Iowa, it's so important. It's important for our nation, too, because Iowa helps lead the nation.
So, Brad, there's a lot of misperceptions about how, you know, subsidies related to farmers and how people believe they're making a lot of money because of ethanol and they're still making money from the government. But you and I both know this isn't true. So what's the truth?
I think the truth is that farmers are increasing yields. They're using technology. They are stalwarts in increasing renewable energy use. The incentives that go to big oil is what ought to freak people out. Now, ethanol is actually less expensive, and it is less expensive by $1.69 than regular gasoline while they're still getting incentives. So, you know, and biodiesel is the same way.
So did you think, Brad, 10 years ago that you would see the volume of renewable fuels being produced and sold in this country?
I have to be. I'm one of those people that's been in this business since probably 96. So I was surely hoping. I've put a lot of my life into this over the years. So, you know, Europe was ahead of us. Now we're leading the way. But, yes, I wanted to be there, and I've seen it go up and down, but I'm very happy where we're at today.
Well, let's make a prediction, Brad. You've got a long road ahead of you here in the renewable fuels industry. So where do you think we're going to be in 10 years when we're back here making another announcement?
I think we will have more than doubled production and use if America does the right thing. And supports jobs at home, less dependence on foreign oil. I think we've got a bright, bright future that is homemade for Americans.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.